So the epistle for Sexagesima Sunday is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and 12. Brethren, you gladly suffer the foolish, whereas yourselves are wise. For you suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take from you, if a man be lifted up, if a man strike you on the face. I speak according to dishonor, as if we had been weak in this part. Wherein if any man dare, I speak foolishly, I dare also. They are Hebrews, so am I. They are Israelites, so am I. They are the seed of Abraham, so am I. They are ministers of Christ. I speak as one less wise, I am more. In many more labors, in prisons more frequently, in stripes above measure, in deaths often. Of the Jews 5 times did I receive 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once I was stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day I was in the depth of the sea. In journeying often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils from my own nation, in perils from the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils from false brethren, in labor and painfulness, in much watchings, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, besides those things which are without, my daily instance, the solitude for all the churches. Who is weak and I am not weak, who is scandalized, I am not on fire. If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things that concern my infirmity. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed forever, knoweth that I lie not. At Damascus, the governor of the nation under Aretas, the king, guarded the city of Damascus to apprehend me, and through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall, and so escaped his hands. If I must glory, it is not expedient indeed, but I will come to the visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body I know not, or out of the body I know not, God knoweth, such a one rapt even to the third heaven. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth, that he was caught up into paradise and heard secret words, which is not granted to man to utter. For such a one I will glory, but for myself I will glory nothing but in my infirmities. For though I should have a mind to glory, I shall not be foolish. For I will say the truth, but I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth in me, or anything he heareth from me. Unless the greatness of the revelation should exalt me, there was given me a sting of my flesh, an angel of Satan to buffet me. For which thing thrice I besought the Lord that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for power is made perfect in infirmity. Gladly therefore will I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The gospel is taken from Luke chapter 8. At that time, when a very great multitude was gathered together and hastened out of the cities unto him, he spoke by a similitude. The sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And others, some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it had no moisture. And others, some fell among thorns, and the thorns growing up with it choked it. And others, some fell upon good ground, and being sprung up, yielded fruit 100-fold. Saying these things, he cried out, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And his disciples asked him what this parable might be. To whom he said, to you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to the rest in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. And they by the wayside are they that hear, then the devil cometh and taketh the word out of their heart, lest believing they should be saved. Now they upon the rock are they who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no roots, for they believe for a while, and in time of temptation they fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they who have heard, and going their way, are choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and yield no fruit. But that on the good ground are they who, in a good and perfect heart, hearing the word, keep it and bring forth fruit in patience. Please be seated. For power is made perfect in infirmity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So as we continue our preparation during this time period of Lent, the liturgy gives us very much to contemplate In one, we have the parable, the famous parable of the sower of the seed. Obviously, it is the word of God that falls upon the four grounds, the wayside, the thorny grounds, the rocky ground, and then finally the good ground. It's interesting to see how our Lord handles that with his disciples, with his apostles. He tells them, because they asked, what does it mean? And he says, to you it has been given to know the mysteries of heaven. But then, off of that, he says, others, it will be for parables. That they will not understand, because our Lord speaks in parables. And that is the famous where our Lord says, let them that have ears to hear, let them hear. And then in the epistle in today's Mass, we have the example of St. Paul. St. Paul, this apostle to the Gentiles. And we see all that St. Paul received. We see what St. Paul has received, but then also what St. Paul has also suffered. And from that, yes, St. Paul, he suffered so much for Christ after he had already persecuted the church. But then from that, he is willing to suffer all of these things for God. And as I say, you see all of the graces that he receives in order to perform his duty, his mission as the apostle to the Gentiles. But yet, we see with even St. Paul, him receiving the sting of the flesh. And as I say, also all of the different sufferings that he would have to undergo. And so our question can become, why? Why the sufferings? Why the temptations? Especially for one that would be so faithful to him. That he would be called this vessel of election by our Lord. And so why would he have to go through all of these things? And so many of the spiritual authors, they talk about the sufferings that we undergo. In one aspect, the sufferings that are sent by God, not only do they make up for our own sins, but they also can help prevent us from falling into other sins. And why is that? The weaker that we are, the more that we need the grace of Almighty God. And that is where St. Paul ties in that into the understanding of, I will glorify in my infirmities. I mean, we know with St. Paul, he was a saint, a vessel of election. He was set aside to become the apostle to the Gentiles. And yet he gives us the encouragement of understanding that we too will have to have our sufferings. We too will have to have the difficulties and the struggles of life, even those that are faithful to Almighty God. But even in a way that those that are faithful to God, God sends sometimes these things as a means of his love. Because it is from these sufferings, as I say, that one, not only are they a means for us to offer up for our past sins, but they are also a means to help us then to even avoid future sins. Because yes, we rely upon the grace of God. And that is where, for St. Paul, he understands that. Because one, it was also said to him by our Lord Jesus Christ. Because even though we have the sufferings, God says that his grace is sufficient for us. Because you see that with St. Paul when he asks, when he suffers this cross three times. This temptation that he has. He asks the question for it to be taken away from him. And the response from our Lord is, my grace is sufficient for thee. So you have the grace is sufficient to overcome then these temptations that you undergo, the sufferings that we have. And so it is through this accepting of the crosses and sufferings that Christ sends to us, that by accepting them that we are made more perfect, more pleasing to God. And so that is what St. Paul tries to bring us back to understand. Yes, St. Paul goes through all the different things that he has suffered for Christ. But it's not as a means to illustrate how wonderful that he is. It's a means to show us what we have to suffer sometimes to serve our Lord. And so he underwent all of these different things. And then yet, even though he was faithful in all of these sufferings and things that he still had the temptation to that. The temptation of the sting of the flesh. And so that is where then our Lord tells him, "My grace is sufficient for thee." That even though that I permit you to undergo these temptations and these trials, my grace will be sufficient for you to overcome them, to utilize them for what they are, that they are a means for us to sanctify our soul, to help us to be more pleasing to God. And so that is why then St. Paul can say, "I will glorify in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may dwell in me." Because I think that's the reality for us all. That it can be discouragement, it can be, you know, a trial for us to have these temptations and different things. But if we recognize the fact of Almighty God, if we recognize the fact of what God does for us, gives us the grace as necessary to help us to try to overcome that, we will realize to what extent God permits them for us to undergo. Because we will turn to God's graces all the more. The weaker that we are, the more that we need God's grace. And that is what St. Paul is trying to tell us with this understanding of glorifying in my infirmities. I mean, one, to the understanding that you see with St. Paul himself, he is the one that went up to the third heaven. He is the one that heard the secret words of God. But he's not glorifying in these things. He said, "I will say that for someone else. But I will glorify in my infirmities, the struggles that I have, the difficulties that I undergo. This is where I will have the glory." It is because of that. And so that's where it helps us to understand also the whole idea of the gospel account. To what disposition do we have to hear the word of God? The four different grounds. It's only the good ground that accepts the graces of God. Even though the sower goes out and presents the word of God to all of these different grounds, it is only the good ground that bears fruit. And so there are the understanding to us. How do we make the good ground? It is based on our dispositions to listening to the word of God. And that goes back to the fact of St. Paul, of how he was persecuting the church until our Lord knocked him off his horse, blinded him, and told him that he must be taught. And it is only at that point that he becomes this vessel of election. It is only at that point that he is willing then to serve Almighty God truly and fulfilling his mission as the apostle to the Gentiles. And so from that, it helps us to understand. It gives us this understanding of what God is asking from us. That yes, we will have our sufferings, we will have our trials and our crosses. It is not meant to discourage us, it is meant to help us to realize, yes, we are all weak, we need God's graces. And it is through God's grace that is sufficient for us to overcome the temptations that he permits us to undergo. And so that is why St. Paul says over and over again, "I will glorify in my infirmities." Because that is what then the power of Christ will work in us. And that should be a great help and a great consolation to us, especially as we start this Lenten time period very soon. May the difficulties, the struggles that we will have, it will help us to understand that it is only through God's graces. And we've talked why then we take on the mortifications. Is to allow God's grace to work into our soul. And so let us pray for these graces. Let's pray to St. Paul, certainly, to help us to understand that, to realize what we need to try to do for our soul during this time period. What penances do I need to take on to help my soul in order to allow the power of Christ to work in me? I will leave you with words from the Collect of the Mass. "We put not our trust in anything that we do, but in Almighty God. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen."